Greetings and welcome to Word Magazine. This is Jeff Riddle. I'm the pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. And today is December the 31st of 2022. So this is the last day of the year 2022. And this is going to be my final podcast, my final Word Magazine for this year. And in this final Word Magazine, I want to offer for you a review of a new book, which I think will serve as a very important resource going forward for those of us who know and love and make use of the traditional text of the Greek New Testament, the so-called Textus Receptus. And this work is He Kaine Diatheke, the Greek New Testament Textus Receptus Reader's Edition, published by Grange Press, which is the imprint of the U.S. Presbytery of the Free Church of Scotland, continuing. And this was published in 2022. In fact, it was just completed a couple of weeks ago and arrived hot off the presses. And one of the editors kindly sent me a review copy. And so before the year ended, I wanted to give a review of this book. I'm very pleased with it. It looks like it was a labor of love. It's a really excellent quality book, not just in its physicality, but also in the content. It's very pleasing. And there's really nothing else like this. There's a great need. There was a great need for such a reader's edition. And if you're not sure what a reader's edition is, we'll talk about what that is as we examine the book. And that need has been very ably met by this new resource. So for this review, I want to do two things. One is I want to just show you some pictures that I've taken in a PowerPoint of the book so you can look more carefully at it as it appears, as it is sort of physically. And I thought it might be easier to look at pictures versus sort of holding up here on video. So I put a PowerPoint together for that. And then after we've looked at the book sort of from a physical perspective, I want to offer just a reading of a draft of a more formal book review that I have written. And I hope that I will submit this book to this book review to a theological journal, and it'll eventually appear there. But let's start off with just taking a closer look at the book. And if you'll bear with me for just a second, and let me pull up this PowerPoint. And here we go. Yeah, let's take a look at some of these pictures that I took of this book so that you can get a closer look at it. Again, the book under review is He Kaine Diatheke, the Greek New Testament Textus Receptus Reader's Edition, published by the Grange Press out of Taylor, South Carolina in 2022. And the book is about 600 pages in length. And so here is the way the book looks. It's a classic black hardcover. It has a nice ribbon with it, and you can see there for the title, it's in nice gold lettering, the He Kaine Diatheke, the Greek New Testament Textus Receptus Reader's Edition. And here is a look at the spine of the book. We have the title there at the top and the Reader's Edition towards the center top. At the bottom, the imprint, the Grange Press. And so you can see it's not a small book, if you see in comparison to my hand, but it's very portable, very easy to open up, very easy to carry about. But it's got some heft to it as well. It's really a well-crafted book. Just as physically a book, it's a very attractive, handsome book. Just to get some comparison, this is me holding up the Reader's Edition of the Textus Receptus alongside of my copy of the Cambridge Turquoise Edition of the KJV. This is my preaching Bible. And it's kind of long. It's kind of like the Alan Long primer. And so you can see it's roughly the same size. Of course, my Bible has got the Old Testament and the New Testament, my preaching Bible on the right there. Whereas the Reader's Edition is just the Greek New Testament, but it also has, as we'll see, extensive marginal notes containing explanations and glosses on less familiar words in the Greek New Testament to aid in the fluidity of reading the Greek New Testament. And that's why it's called a Reader's Edition. And just for some further comparison, here I've placed it alongside of my copy of the Robinson Pierpont New Testament in the original Greek Byzantine text form of 2005. And this is also, this Byzantine text form also just has the Greek New Testament. And you can see that they're roughly the same size. So if you have the Robinson Pierpont New Testament Byzantine text form, you can see that this Reader's Edition of the TR is roughly the same size as that. And here is opening up to the title page. Again, Hei Kaine Diatheke, the Greek New Testament, Textus Receptus Reader's Edition. And then you see that the editors have informed us that the text of the New Testament itself is that as prepared by F.H.A. Scrivener, featuring the preface to the 1633 Novum Testamentum Graecae translated from the original Latin. And so this is, again, quite a resource. The most widely used printed TR is that's published by the Trinitarian Bible Society. And they also publish the Scrivener's edition that was done in 1880 and has continued to be used by those who prefer the Textus Receptus. And so it's the same text, essentially, as you find in the TBS printed editions. And so there's great continuity now for users of the TR. They can have the TBS edition, and for students and those who are working on their fluidity of reading, they can also make use of this Reader's Edition now from the Grange Press. And as the title page here points out, one of the unique aspects of this edition is, I think, for at least one of the first times, an English translation, a new English translation for sure, of the famous preface to the 1633 printed edition of the Greek New Testament that was made by the Elseviers in Holland. And we'll take a look at a page from that in just a moment. Here's the table of contents. And you can see as it's laid out, there's the publisher's introduction. There is a note to the reader and an abbreviation key. There's the translated preface to the Elsevier 1633 Textus Receptus. And then the bulk of the content, of course, is the New Testament itself. And here are the books, and they're laid out in the traditional order from Matthew to Revelation. You can see that Matthew, Kata Matheon, begins on page 19. Whereas Revelation, Apocalypsis, Yo-Anu, begins on page 549. And then following that, there is a Greek-English lexicon that appears on page 585. It goes to about page 596, and then there are a few extra pages at the end that take it up to around 600 pages in total. Here is the opening page to the publisher's introduction. And this is a really very valuable resource in and of itself. It's just a couple of pages in length, this publisher's introduction. Again, it begins on page 7 and goes to page 11. So it's only about 4 pages or so. But this is a really nice succinct explanation of the purpose of this resource. And also, I'm sure it's something I'll return to as something I'll quote from, just laying out the reasons why they are advocating for a return or a retrieval to the classic Protestant text of the Greek New Testament. And it's stated so clearly and so forthrightly by the publishers, I'm sure that it will cause many of the critics of confessional bibliology, the critics of the TR, to clutch their pearls as they read some of the forthright argumentation in this publisher's introduction. But it's very well done, very well stated, and I'll give a couple quotes from it in a few moments when I read the draft of my review. Then there is this note to the reader and an abbreviation key that gives you some orientation for how to use the marginal notes, how to use the glosses. And we'll talk about this again in a few minutes as well. And then, as noted, there is this fresh English translation of the preface to the Elsevier's 1633 print editions of the TR. And this is the one that's well known because it makes use of the phrase textus receptus to refer to the classic Protestant text. And it's from this preface that we have the popularization of the term the received text or the textus receptus. And it's really wonderful to see this translated into English. For those who don't read Latin, now you have access to what the Elseviers said in 1633 about the classic Protestant printed editions of the TR. Now we'll go on to the New Testament itself, and I just turned over here to the first page in the Gospel of John, Kata Ioannein. You can see there at the top the simple title. And one of the things that's really nice about this edition is you can see there the big, legible font, pleasing to the eye, that was used for the New Testament itself. And there on the left side in the margin, you can see there is a listing of the glosses, the resources there. And what they've done, we'll talk about this in a moment, is they've taken words in the Greek New Testament that appear 30 times or less, and they've provided in the margin when those words appear a brief identification of the word, whether it's a noun or a verb, and then they have given an identification of it, if it's a noun, with respect to its case and gender and number, and for verbs, they've identified the tense and the voice and the mood and the person and the number, and they've given you a definition of the word, and these are words that appear 30 times or less in the New Testament. So those who are students, those who are pastors, who are trying to keep fresh with their reading of the Greek, this is going to be a wonderful resource, and it's going to speed up your ability to read the Greek New Testament fluently, because when you get to a word that's unfamiliar to you, one that appears less frequently in the New Testament, you're going to be able to turn to the margin and quickly identify the word and then get back to what you want to do, and that is to read the New Testament itself. So this is going to be a very valuable aid for readers. And I know that there are digital resources that do this sort of thing, but I think what's so valuable about this for those of us who love physical books is this provides ease of reading without getting tied down to looking at a digital screen. And so it's a wonderful resource that will be well used by students and pastors and scholars. Just to give you some perspective on the size of the book, I've laid here over against this TR Reader's Edition, the current printed edition of the TBS Greek New Testament, and I've opened it up to the first page in John. And so you can see, if you can make out there in the background, that the print size in the TR Reader's Edition is a little bit larger. These two resources, though, together are a wonderful tandem. And so now we have both of these. You can also see that the title in the TBS edition is a bit longer. It's Evangelion Kata Ta Yohannane. You can see that there. And in general, in the reader's edition, they have more abbreviated titles. Here it's simply Kata Yohannane. And so you get, again, a little bit of the size comparison on the TBS Greek New Testament and this new reader's edition. And let's just look a little bit more closely at the text here. And you can see that the font size of the marginal glosses or notes is quite a bit smaller than the font size in the text itself. And so if you're looking at this first page in the Gospel of John, you can see in chapter 1, verse 1, in arche hein ha logos, in the beginning was the Word. And you can also see as you read through the text here for the Gospel of John, every once in a while you'll come upon a term and it'll have a little superscript note. And then there's a corresponding note in the margin to that word. So here is a word, te skotia. And by virtue of the fact that it has this note, it's telling you that this is a word that appears 30 times or less in the Greek New Testament. And we can look up here, and here's the standard word, skotia, that it's a noun, that it's a dative, singular feminine, and that it means darkness. So here in context, te skotia is the root word skotia, which is a noun, and it appears in the dative, the singular feminine form, and it means darkness. And if we're reading it, we're in verse 5. It's got verse notations within the text. Kai ta phos in te skotia phine, and the light in the darkness shines. And so, again, if you didn't know te skotia, you can very quickly identify it. You can see at the end of verse 5, there's the second of these glosses that appears with the verb kate laben. And you can look up here and you can see that the verb is kata lambano. It's a verb as it appears here. It's in the third singular. It is a second aorist active indicative, and the verb means I seize, tight hold of, overtake, or comprehend. And if we're looking back at verse 5, kai rather, hey, skotia autou, ou, kate, laben, and the skotia, the darkness, autou, it, ou, negative particle, does not, kata laben, comprehend, overtake, take tight hold of it. And again, I think you can see that this is going to aid very much ease of reading of the Greek New Testament. And I say for students, those who are learning, but those of us who are pastors, those of us who have spent more time maybe learning about this, it's going to be useful for us too, because it's hard to keep in your mind every word in the Greek New Testament that appears, less than 30 times. Just to give you a little close up on this, if it's not been clear to you, I just highlighted here the term te skotia, and I just highlighted the note, and you can see the superscript 1 This corresponds to the marginal note one. And this is the way it is on every page within this reader's edition. If it's a left-facing page in the left margin, there's going to be the list of the glosses. If it's a right-facing page in the right margin, it's going to be a listing of these glosses. And by the way, in each page on each margin, it begins a new numbering. So there's not consecutive numbering throughout the entire New Testament or throughout each individual book, but there's a new numbering on each marginal, each page, each margin, and on every page. So 1, 2, 3. And if you look at the next page at the margin, it's going to be 1, 2, 3, et cetera. So to get to the very end of the book, there is this attractive Greek-English lexicon. And this is for the words that appear more frequently in the Greek New Testament, not the words that appear 30 times or less. Those are in the margins. But these are the words that appear more frequently. And so this would be a great resource, again, for students who are trying to master the basic vocabulary. You come to a word, you don't understand it, you can just look back at the lexicon and figure it out from there. And here is the back page. Again, a nice, handsome hardback. You can see the ribbon coming out. And so this is just a really attractive and useful resource. Let me just hold up and show you a couple of comparisons that I had pictures of. This, again, is my preaching Bible, my Cambridge KJV turquoise. And you can see I can lay it alongside of the reader's edition. You can see they're roughly the same size. Likewise, I was comparing, I showed you a picture comparison of the Robinson Pierpont Byzantine text, and you can see that they're roughly the same size. If we're going to compare it with some of the other Greek New Testaments, this is my copy, my leather-bound copy of the TBS Greek New Testament, and you can see that this reader's edition is quite a bit larger than that, if you put them side by side. But these two resources, this is a wonderful 1-2 combination for those of us who love and make use of the TR. If you were to compare it with the Modern Critical Text, this is the Nessolon 28th edition. You can see likewise that it's more of a small handbook. And this TR reader's edition has quite a bit more heft than that. And same for the Tyndale House Greek New Testament. You can see that this TR Reader's Edition is quite a bit larger than that. So again, I think this is just a wonderful, well put together resource. So I've shown you a little bit of the book, talked a little bit about it. Let me now share with you, if I can, just a reading of my book review. It's a draft of my book review. I may edit it, change it some, but I'll probably submit something like this to one of the theological journals that I do book reviews for, and hopefully they will publish it. So let me go ahead and just share this review. Again, the book under review is Hei Kaine Diatheke, the Greek New Testament, Textus Receptus, Reader's Edition, Taylor, South Carolina, Grange Press, 2022, and it's about 600 pages in length. Here's my review. Recent years have witnessed increasing disillusionment with modern textual criticism, alongside of renewed interest in and appreciation for the traditional Protestant original language texts of the Christian Bible, the Hebrew Masoretic text of the Old Testament, and the Greek Textus Receptus of the New Testament, as well as a movement to retrieve confessional bibliology, the confessional bibliology of the Reformers and Protestant Orthodox. With respect to the New Testament, the Trinitarian Bible Society has long kept Scribner's edition of the Textus Receptus in print and available to traditionalists. Most modern published aids, print and digital, to facilitate learning and fluid reading of the Greek New Testament, such as lexicons, concordances, parsing guides, and reader's editions, that is, editions intended to help ease of reading by providing in-text definitions and or parsing guides for less frequently appearing words, however, have been almost exclusively based on modern critical editions of the Greek New Testament rather than the Textus Receptus. Let me pause for just a moment to make clear what I'm saying is, if you're trying to learn Greek, a seminarian, a Bible student, a pastor, and you prefer the Textus Receptus, you've by and large had to use resources produced in the last 150 years that are geared towards the modern critical text, whether that's a dictionary, whether that's a concordance, whether that's a reader's edition, which has these glosses and explanations that allow you to gain in your fluency of reading. Those are all geared towards the modern critical text. And so there was this gap for those who prefer the TR. We didn't really have, we still don't have very many lexical aids that are in print, current aids, things printed in the last 150 years that are geared towards the TR. Now, this gap has been addressed by Grange Press, the publishing imprint of the Presbytery of the United States, Free Church of Scotland, continuing in its release of the first ever reader's edition of the received text of the Greek New Testament. This handsome book will no doubt prove a highly valuable tool for students, ministers, and scholars who prefer the traditional text of the Greek New Testament and desire to increase their knowledge and reading ability of it. Let's look at the content of the book. The content of this work consists of five parts. First, there is a publisher's introduction, which speaks with refreshing clarity as to their reasons for producing this work. Again, it's on pages 7 to 11. The introduction begins, quote, "The Holy Scriptures stand unmoved, unaltered, and unbroken throughout human history, despite the mischief of Satan and the onslaught of a hostile world. The Word of God abides like a bulwark, impervious to crashing waves," end quote, page 7. And I like the fact that they boldly declare that there are spiritual issues involved with the texts of Scripture. The introduction continues, quote, "In recent times, advocates of the modern critical text had convinced many ministers that they should not read and run, but rather halt and hesitate," end quote, page 7. In contrast to the uncertainty of the modern critical approach, the introduction affirms that the authentic text of Scripture has been reliably copied, faithfully committed to the church, and providentially preserved by God. And they make citation of Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 1 and paragraph 8. Furthermore, this introduction declares, quote, "This preserved word lies at the heart of all biblical reformation," end quote, page 10, adding, quote, "The publishers of this edition of the Greek New Testament appeal to our Reformed and evangelical brethren to return to holding fast the received text of Scripture," end quote, page 10. So it's a heartfelt admonition, invitation to fellow Reformed and evangelical brothers to return to the classic Protestant text of the Bible. Second part of five, there is a note to the reader and abbreviation key on pages 13 and 14. Here the editors state the goal of this work as they write on page 13, quote, "This volume aims to enable students to sit down and read a few chapters of the Greek New Testament in a manner similar to reading his English Bible," end quote. They point out that the student must first learn the grammar of Koine or Hellenistic Greek and then begin to master the vocabulary. If he learns the 300 most commonly used words, quote, he will acquire 80% of the total vocabulary, end quote, page 13. The remaining 20% of the words in the Greek New Testament appear 30 times or less. This reader's edition supplies in its margins a gloss for those words appearing in the Greek New Testament 30 times or less. Thus, quote, "This apparatus enables the student to concentrate on reading without the deterrent of constantly consulting a lexicon," end quote, page 13. The third of five parts of this work. Third, this edition provides a new English translation of the original Latin preface to the influential 1633 Greek New Testament Textus Receptus, published by the Elseviers in Holland. This is found on pages 15 and 16 of the work. This preface includes the now famous declaration, quote, "You have therefore the text which is now received by all," in Latin, "textum ergo habes nunc ab omnibus receptum," end quote, page 16. Fourth, the main content of the book consists of the Greek text of the New Testament itself, following the traditional order of books from Matthew to Revelation. This is found on pages 17 to 584. Obviously, the bulk of the work is the New Testament itself. The title for each book appears in large bold print in minimal form. For example, Romans is simply labeled "To the Romans." And we can compare this, as we did with the Gospel of John, to the TBS edition title for Romans, which is "The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans." But in this reader's edition, it's simply "To the Romans." The New Testament text itself is printed in a relatively large, pleasing, and easy to read font. And according to the front matter, it follows the traditional text as prepared by F.H.A. Scribner. In-text versification appears for each verse, as it also does in the most recent TBS printed edition of the TR. As noted previously, glosses are provided for each word which appears 30 times or less. These glosses are printed in a smaller font in the side margin on each page. Each word with a gloss is labeled with an in-text identifying number corresponding to its marginal number, where the reader may find a brief definition and parsing guide for this word. Some pages contain 40 or more marginal glosses. So, for example, on page 325 from Acts 24, there are 40 marginal notes, while others have far less. See, for example, page 540 from 1 John chapter 3, which has only 13 marginal notes. The fifth and final part of the book is the Greek-English lexicon of the most commonly appearing words in the New Testament. And this is on pages 585 to 596. This lexicon will undoubtedly prove to be a helpful supplement, especially for students as they continue to master these basic terms and increase their Greek New Testament reading fluency. That's the content. And let me turn now briefly to just a few words of final analysis. As noted above, this work is a rare and welcomed resource for those who prefer and make regular use of the traditional Greek text of the New Testament, the Textus Receptus. It is a well-produced and aesthetically pleasing book. It has a sturdy Smithsonian hardback cover. It has an attractive ribbon, and it is presented in a portable size. According to the website of Grange Press, it is 6 inches by 9 inches by 1.5 inches in dimensions. The only thing that some readers might desire would be for the marginal notes to be placed in a larger font. But the smaller size is certainly understandable and justified to accommodate the wealth of easily accessible information that these marginal notes, the marginal apparatus, contains. The edition is offered in humility, with no names provided for the editors, and it is offered without apparent motivation for financial gain, given its licensing under Creative Commons, and a note in the front matter which explains, quote, "You are free to copy or redistribute this material in any medium or format with attribution for non-commercial purposes only." As noted in the publisher's introduction, this work will hopefully encourage many Reformed and evangelical men to return to the traditional Protestant text of the Bible. Of utmost importance, this work will, without doubt, help many learn to read, appreciate, and better understand the New Testament as it was originally written by the apostles and apostolic associates. This, then, will strengthen the piety, the preaching, and the teaching of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing this book is. What a blessing I believe it will prove to be for future generations who will take it up and read it and learn better the Greek New Testament. Well, with that, I'm going to bring this edition of Word Magazine to a close. I hope that the content of this review has been helpful for those of you who are listening. If you're interested in getting a copy of this book, you can simply Google Grange Press, Greek New Testament Reader's Edition, Textus Receptus, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it. I think right now the cost of it, I think, is about $35. And I think it will be well worth it. It will repay the person who will invest and will get this and take it up and read. So tole lege, take up this book and read. Again, I hope that this review has been helpful for those who are listening. Hope that this past year, 2022, has been a blessing to you. And we look with anticipation to the year that is to come. May the Lord watch over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next edition of Word Magazine. Until then, once again, may the Lord richly bless you.